This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Invited to join us here. The toll-free number, we'll give that to you. Also, our Skype username. And you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
James.
And DJ the Spy.
So, pretty big news. When I saw these headlines, I was a little uncertain that it was for real. But apparently, Drug Abuse Resistance Education, DARE.
Yes.
Which
is a competing organization to my Funding Resistance Against Unlawful Drug Abuse.
Funding Resistance Against Unlawful Drug Abuse.
Yeah, what does that break down to? FRAUD.
Okay.
See, the idea is I'm going to have you give me like $20 million and I'm going to go tell kids don't do drugs. And then 10 years, 20 years later, when we find out the program doesn't work, we're going to say, well, we messed up the first time, but if you give us even more money, we'll make sure and change our curriculum and continue the thing because it feels good. I mean, that's basically what DARE is. You know, we're going to pay, oh, goodness, I need to get the numbers, but, you know, we pay with federal DARE money officers to go into the classrooms. And then, of course, when they actually did the peer-reviewed study 20 years after the fact, kids who went through DARE were no more or less likely to use drugs than kids who had not gone through DARE. It was within a margin of error. So it basically, it may feel good, it sounds good. If you're a politician, I don't recommend going against DARE because if you try and kill DARE, you're going to want kids to be drug addicts. That's how your opponents are going to paint you. So,
But even though the statistics would be on your side, even though you could say, well, look, you know, this program doesn't work.
Ian, we're talking about American voters here. You know, American voters, since when do they care about the facts, right? So
Drug Abuse Resistance Education Program, according to SunTimes.com, one of the largest anti-drug groups in the world, no longer lists marijuana as a so-called gateway drug on its website, according to a Redditor who recently pointed that out. The gateway theory basically claims that people who start using soft substances, such as marijuana, then go on to use hard drugs like heroin or cocaine. It's a fairly common argument made to support marijuana prohibition. And to anyone who has made this argument, you obviously haven't seen the old Institute of Medicine study. I believe it was from the year 1999, and maybe it has been duplicated since then. I don't know. But the U.S. federal government, their Institute of Medicine, so this is like a government-run study, basically, they wanted to study cannabis to see if it was indeed a gateway drug. And, of course, you know that when these things happen, they normally, they sort of decide in advance what their results want they want them to be, or at least what they're hoping them to be. But in this case, the results were that marijuana was not a gateway drug. So the government's own study in 1999 had made that claim. And now here we are more than 15 years later, and DARE has finally acknowledged that it is not a gateway drug, quietly by removing it from its list.
Well, thank goodness we spent $10 million back in 2002. They're going down. It's like $3.7 million this year. But, you know, I thought I should form an organization, and if you pay me $2 million, I'll go around telling kids drugs are bad. I mean, heck, I've done enough of them. I can say, yeah, kids, you shouldn't do, you know, meth or heroin because they could have serious side effects if you're not careful. You could hurt yourself if you're not
watching. But you wouldn't go around telling young people all drugs are bad.
No, I would say, well, I mean, drugs are kind of like your abusive ex-girlfriend that you get back with. You know, it's complicated because you know you shouldn't go back to them, but you'd end up doing. If you're in severe pain, I mean, the kind of pain where you're screaming at the top of your lungs, you do not care if you're naked kind of pain because it's so bad. Something like oxycodone or morphine or fentanyl takes that pain from a 10 out of a 10, worst pain of your life, down to like a 3 out of 10. So it still hurts, but it's manageable. You can actually eat. You can actually sleep.
And problem is, at some point, a lot of the people who get on oxys end up getting addicted to the oxys, and then it becomes not about the pain anymore, but about feeding that addiction.
And that's part of the thing. It's a very complicated, you know, model of addiction. We don't really understand. Why do some people like me, I was on oxycodone 5 milligrams daily for 2 months. I never needed more. It always provided the right amount of pain relief. Mm-hmm. And after 2 months, once the pain had subsided, I was able to stop. There was no withdrawal. There was no danger.
Do some people build a tolerance to it?
Some people build a tolerance to it, and like after a week or two, they might need 10, and then another week or two, they'll need 15, and then 20, and 30, and 40, and before you know it, they're taking, like, my insurance agent back from where I'm from. He quietly confessed to me that he was doing 500 milligrams of oxycodone a day.
And oh my God.
I mean, that would kill me 10 times over. And so,
wow, and talk about, I mean, yeah, how expensive that is. Oxys can go for what, $20?
On the black market, it would be a dollar per milligram on the black market, so a $500 a day habit if
that's
it was
insane.
Illegal. Yeah. And so, I mean,
well, you can't get that kind of prescription legally.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Pretty unlikely.
Doctors, you know, they don't want to create an addict, so when they see your usage going up and up and up, they're going to cap you.
Put you on something else.
Or try to say, you know, we can't keep going up this road, and that's when some people... You know, I really don't like to say they're evil molecules. It gives them more power than what they have. So, for example, we tend to say heroin is evil, and I don't like saying that, and here's why. Heroin is just diacetylmorphine. It's a morphine molecule that has two acetyl groups, and when you snort it or inject it or smoke it or eat it or, you know, oral ingestion, it gets deacetylated into morphine, 6-monoacetylmorphine and morphine. So from your body's perspective, it can't process heroin. It actually creates morphine out of heroin.
Huh.
So it's kind of crazy that morphine is a Schedule II compound that a doctor in a white lab coat who has permission from the federal DEA, he has a permission slip, and he can wave his magic wand and say 10 milligrams morphine every 6 hours, but he can't say 3 or 4 milligrams diacetylmorphine every 6 hours, even though from the body's perspective, they are the same molecule.
Interesting.
And so, you know, I don't like to say that drugs are evil. It's what we do with the drugs that make them good or bad.
Sure.
So some people...
And didn't the study by Carl Hart, I believe is his name...
High a Price. So he wrote the book Too High a Price. And he showed, like we have this idea in our mind of like crack cocaine addicts being these fiends. They'll kill their own mothers for another hit of crack. And you could pay them $5 to forego crack usage for an hour. So
I believe that, if I'm recalling correctly, when we talked about it on the air, they found that offering $5 to the person to forego it, not for an hour, but for days, wasn't quite enough. They had to offer $20 in order to get them to do that. But what they did was they had these crack addicts and meth heads in a hospital environment, and they're under study, and every day they were offered a fresh crack rock or a fresh piece of meth that would have been like medical grade quality, like the best possible quality they could possibly acquire, more so than they would ever get on the black market. So they were offered the most pure product they could possibly get their hands on, or $5 or $20. And when it was made to $20, that would get paid out 3 weeks later after the end of the experiment, so it wasn't an immediate benefit to them. They started taking that, and they forewent having that crack or the meth in return for getting that $20 payout at the end. So what it showed, I think, was that people are taking these drugs in a dangerous manner based on...
Some.
Right. I mean, they're taking it based on their life circumstances more so than the drug having control over them, right?
I mean, think about this. You know, by fact, we have a system where we're only going to hear about when things go wrong. Imagine this is a headline. 10 college kids snorted heroin last night and nothing bad happened. Right? You're not going to hear about all the people who do heroin and oxycodone and morphine or who are using them responsibly as they should be used. You're not going to hear about all the people who are using cocaine and are not becoming addicted. And you're not going to hear from doctors and lawyers and teachers. Nobody with a professional credential in their right mind would admit
to being
or come out. I mean, that would be like being openly gay in the 70s. That is just a strict no-no. You do not come out as an openly avowed drug user in this country if you care about your career.
Well, one thing, too, you know, being illegal, you can't, like, talk to your doctor and say, like, what dosage should I take? The quality control is not there. So it's like, I don't know what I'm taking. I don't know how much... I don't know how pure it is. I don't know. Like, most people aren't going to
Most people are not going to spend $150, send it into ecstasydata.org, and they'll run a gas chromatograph mass spectrometer test on it. So you can actually test a sample of a powder or a crystalline substance to see if it is pure.
I was thinking, like, if they're, like, let's say they're injecting it, like the classic, you know, like, woo, this is really bad. Like, you think they're really, like, measured how much is in there and, like, how much they're putting in? So it's like... If it could be a controlled dose, it'd be so much better. It's so dangerous the way it is.
Yep, that's true. And, of course, it's the black market that drives it to be dangerous. Our toll-free number here is 855-453. People could just buy these various products over the counter.
As they used to. I mean, we used to be able to buy heroin over the counter in the Spears Robot catalog.
That'd be the best way to keep people safe. If you want to comment on harm reduction or whatever happens to be on your mind, 855-453. So a little bit of good news from the D.A.R.E. program.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And we do have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
James,
and TJ the
Let's
Spy.
Go straight to the phones and the fun. We'll get back into DARE, dropping marijuana from its gateway drugs list here in a moment. But first, Amy is on the line in Oregon. Amy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, James, and TJ.
Hi. Thanks for having me here.
You're on the radio. Go ahead.
So I've got a local child porn case, and it seems like it's just getting covered up by the local authorities, but they're not really fulfilling the duties that they were assigned to do.
Tell me more.
Well, I had sent a local news story that had covered the case, and it's just pretty distressing that, there's police documents that say the identified abuser admitted to taking pornographic photos, and yet he hasn't been arrested.
Okay, so when you say he admitted to taking pornographic photos, how old was the alleged victim?
8 years old or younger.
Okay, so yeah, this is definitely like no-no territory. It's not like a 16-year-old taking a picture of a 16-year-old type
right.
thing. This
yeah.
is actually what most of us would consider over the line, all right?
So you're talking about actual child pornography. So why do you believe that this person has not been arrested if he or she has admitted to, I presume it's a he, has admitted to this?
I don't really understand. The police had given him polygraphs. And he has passed them, and so they're holding that as some.
Well, the voodoo graph, as I like to call it, has no scientific validity. It's by the way, everyone, just so you know, if you ever take a polygraph, complete hocus pocus. Mm-hmm. It has, I mean, the whole idea that your galvanic skin response, your heart rate, blood pressure, change in response to lying, that's a beautiful theory, but as my engineering professor used to say, it's just not true. The whole theory behind the polygraph, it is completely debunked. There is not a scintilla of scientific proof that it works. The only way it works is if you confess, if you're hooked up to the machine and you say, yes, I'm lying to you, I did do something wrong. So those of you, if you're ever in a criminal situation, you should never agree to a polygraph. There's nothing you can gain from it. It's not admissible in court, and all it's going to be used is a cudgel to beat you over the head. But the second thing is nobody, I mean, I'm surprised the guy passed. This is the first time I think I've ever heard of a guy passing a polygraph. Almost every time I watch Forensic Files, they always deem the guy deceptive. And
right.
By the way, if you ever go to work for the CIA or the NSA, you will fail your first round polygraph. Everybody fails. Just remember, do not change your story. So if you say on your application form, I have never used illegal drugs, that means never in your entire life, not when you were 12, not when you were playing spin the bottle, when you were 13.
It's illegal to lie to a federal agent.
USC section 1001, false statement to a federal official. That is correct. So
Amy, is it that you believe, because you did send this news story that was related to the story you're talking about to the show,
right.
Which are you saying that the story here is that someone's being protected, that this child porn producer is friendly with certain government agent officials in the area?
Yes. Yeah, it seems that his mom and those certain officials have worked together for like 6 years. And it's pretty
disturbing. And you live out in this area, so you're personally involved in this? Or are you just kind of
yes.
you're a local no, who's watching and not really happy with how the government's handling this?
Well, everybody's name is anonymous, but I was to say I'm personally involved in this case.
Okay. Amy, thanks for the heads up on this. I do have the story here, and we'll share that. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Story is actually from last year, but apparently it's still going on. The agonizing frustration of a Medford, Oregon mother has felt due to the questionable tactics of Oregon's Department of Human Services, DHS, and a judge and DA in Jackson County Court might be enough to chill you to the bone, writes Tim King for the Salem Insider at saleminsider.com. Her young daughter, according to numerous reports and investigations, has been sexually abused by her biological father, and state officials appear to be going to great lengths to block the alleged offender from receiving the justice that is extremely overdue. sex abuse case has a stack of police reports, court documents, and pornographic images of a child that tell a sordid tale of a young girl being used in child pornography, her being forced to watch a young girl being raped on a videotape, and having a gun stuck in her mouth. The paternal grandmother has admitted to having forced the young girl at the age of 7 to share a bed with a known sex offender. Oregon DHS is often criticized for the way it removes children from families, but this story suggests a complete and total cover-up of extremely dangerous crimes that likely will impact the entire life of one young child, and possibly more if this perpetrator is allowed to remain free. Says the problems began in 2011. Alleged offenses against the little girl seemed odd. One person close to the case stated, quote, at one point he placed a temporary tattoo on the small of her back. She was in preschool, and we had no friends with a tattoo like that. This, most people know, is known in the tattoo world as a tramp stamp and has no place on a small child, unquote. The first official report was when the daughter was 4, saying that there was nude bathing with a male grown-up who had an erect penis. This was promptly reported to both DHS and Medford Police Department. An investigation began with mockery to the mother and daughter right away, according to a family member. DHS eventually took custody from the mother, accusing her of having an unspecified mental illness. DHS eventually assisted the identified abuser in attaining sole custody. Then, in a pro se hearing, the mother won unsupervised visits twice per week. A report that by all accounts pointed to the father as a suspect in the case somehow was turned around. The girl's mother says in a short time, DHS intervened and took custody of her daughter and gave custody to the father, who, quote, passed a polygraph regarding allegations that he put a gun into his daughter's mouth. The child made this allegation at the Children's Advocacy Center a month after she'd been placed in foster care. DHS appears to be supporting the father. One DHS rep stated in court that the girl's mother, quote, suffered from Asperger-like mental illness and had a tendency to annoy. The mother says she's never been diagnosed with Asperger or any other similar illness, and that her tendency to annoy was directly related to her fight for her own daughter's safety. A mental health evaluation provided since that time by an independent party unaffiliated with DHS says the girl's mother is of absolutely sound mind. Going through the documents, a pattern begins to emerge, writes Tim King from the Salem Insider. The identified abuser's mother is or was higher up in the Medford Head Start. She's been using her influence with both DHS, an agency she works closely with, and the judge and the DA to shield her son from prosecution. So, again, they're saying here that mom of the alleged abuser is grandma of the little girl, is connected politically, and that she has managed to stave off any kind of criminal prosecution against this man. The grandmother's unfounded allegations against the girl's mother were taken at face value. In a case potentially involving extreme sexual abuse of a child, DHS stated for the record that, according to the sex abuse suspect's mother, his former wife, quote, makes stuff up, unquote. The DHS report with that quoted the paternal grandmother's claim that a court mediator used the term Munchausen by proxy, a condition involving the exaggeration or fabrication of illnesses by a primary caregiver. Our toll-free number here is 855-453. More about the sex abuse case, you can share your thoughts.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. I got a disturbing story here brought to us by a listener of the show tonight who just called in. She appears to have some sort of involvement with the case. Maybe it's the mother. It's not real clear who she was, but she sort of dropped the story in our lap from SalemInsider.com about a man who is alleged to have been involved in some child abuse with his daughter. And apparently, the allegations here are that his mother is connected with the government in the Salem, Oregon area, or Medford, Oregon, and that therefore, because she's well-connected, that he's being protected from any kind of consequences for his alleged actions.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say call the FBI because they handle child pornography cases under 18 U.S.C. Section 2252, It's 2252 or 2252A. I can't remember off the top of my head. But, you know, I always hate involving the feds unless absolutely necessary. I usually think it's better to handle crimes at the state or local level because, you know, federal, I mean, first of all, in federal court, the deck is stacked against the criminal right. defendant. You don't have nearly as many rights as you do in state court. And the punishments are very frequently much harsher. And more importantly, in federal court, you're not allowed to talk about jury nullification. So I don't know where to go with this one, Ian, well, because I don't know who's right. I have no idea enough facts about the case.
There's more, and it's a pretty disturbing-sounding case. They do bring up the FBI later, so we'll see what level of involvement they had. Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to get on the phones, is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Normally, the police are, you know, chomping at the bit to go after a child pornography suspect. But in this case, they're strangely apparently not spending much effort going after him. And maybe that's because he's got a mom who's connected within the system.
Or it could be he's just plain old innocent. So.
Could very well be.
I mean, that's the thing. Is like if you have a case and it's like, well, you don't know the plaintiff and you don't know the defendant. Where do you come down on these things? How do you know who's right? And that's the thing I always wonder, like in child custody cases, how does the judge determine? Usually they go with, I mean, I've noticed there is a bias towards the mom in a lot of child parental cases. A lot of dads.
That's why one guy set himself on fire.
Here. Oh, yeah. We've been trying to get the footage to that. And
it's gone. It's long gone.
Ah, darn it.
They only keep footage for about a week, and I already tried once and ended up going to court over it, and they dragged the family members in, and the family member said how offensive it would be if this footage was released, so the judge ended up siding on the favor of the state and against freedom of information. It was a sad day for freedom of speech and the press. But, hey, you know what? If you're putting together a business and you need to get some business cards printed, well, Vistaprint can do it, and they can do it very affordably. 500 business cards. You get them for just $9.99 when you use promo code FTL at checkout over at Vistaprint.com. If you've got a small business, home-based business, they've got what you need. Not just business cards, but postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations. You can customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. You can upload your logo to one of their existing designs or upload an entire design. It's super easy with their online tool, which I've used to make my Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree cards. And you can use it over there at Vistaprint.com. And if you want to upgrade to a higher quality card, like a thicker stock or maybe a metallic or spot glossed finish, you can do that super easy. Vistaprint.com. Use code FTL. Get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. That's code FTL at Vistaprint.com. So let me share some more from the case. This is from SalemInsider.com, which appears to be some kind of a blog, I guess, out of the Medford/Salem, Oregon area. And the individual here who's writing is Tim King from the Salem Insider. He said he's been going through the documents and a pattern has emerged that the identified abuser's mother is or was a higher-up in Medford Head Start. She's been using her influence with DHS to basically shield her son from prosecution. And they mentioned Munchausen by proxy, a condition involving the exaggeration or fabrication of illnesses or symptoms by primary caregiver. DHS states, in a case where a small child disclosed sex abuse and photos reinforced the suspicion that Munchausen by proxy is, quote, one of the most harmful forms of child abuse, unquote. The bottom line is the district attorney has refused to prosecute the father, claiming there's no evidence that shows the child was compelled to take the lewd photos, while the detective assigned to the case immediately said there is such evidence. This seems extremely questionable, and the judge showed a similar lack of enthusiasm as well. Evidence in the case reportedly sits in an evidence lab unexamined, according to sources. On August 12th of 2013, records show the case took a sinister turn. The daughter arrived for her visit carrying an expensive child's electronic game called a Leap Pad 2. The child was showing her playmate some videos on the device. When her playmate left, the mom asked to look at the device, and the daughter didn't want her to see the pictures. The Leap Pad contained 8 or 9 pictures of a child in the nude, spreading her labia with one or both hands, laying on her belly, including up-close photos of her genitals. One was clearly the victim. She was clearly in her own bedroom, in her father's house, wearing sunglasses and spreading her labia with both hands. In one image, what were obviously large adult hands were spreading them. DHS would later state that the daughter used a timer to take the photos herself at the age of 7 and that the two hands on her privates were her own. Now, it's starting to sound pretty unbelievable here that somebody would be at that age taking naked pictures of themselves in, you know, a spreading kind of position. I mean, this is obviously something that, you know, adults would think of doing, but it's pretty unlikely someone at that young age, unless they were super sexualized by their parents or something like that, would do something like that. The case was dismissed in 4 days because the identified abuser passed a polygraph. Then in October of 2014, a child described being made to watch a movie in which a young girl child was being raped by a grown-up. The child was placed with her protective mother. The next move from DHS was to order that the grandmother be granted overnight weekend visitation. During my 25 years of reporting, it has been my understanding that grandparents essentially have no rights in a child custody battle. A detective on the case does a background check on the paternal grandmother's live-in boyfriend and discovered the grandmother resides with a known registered child sex offender. His own sex abuse conviction in Jackson County had been dropped by the courts from a very serious first-degree offense to a third-degree conviction, which technically doesn't make him a sexual predator. The victim in this case disclosed that she was sleeping in a bed with her grandmother and this man. It's painfully clear when reading from various reports that the grandmother and parent of an alleged child porn suspect has an extraordinary influence in the case. I mean, in most cases, if you've got pictures of naked children on a device, that alone is...
Well, hold on. Naked minors. So this is the thing. The law does not distinguish. Federal law does not distinguish between a picture of an 8-year-old and a picture of a 17-year-old. Both are equally illegal under the law. And this is one of the curious things about the law. If I take a picture of you... If you're 17 years and 364 days old and I snap a picture of you naked, mm-hmm. that is producing child pornography under Title 18 United States Code, Section 2252.
Yeah.
You wait 24 hours, then as long as you have proof of age on file to comply with 18 U.S.C. Section 2257, which you see at the beginning of every adult film, mm-hmm. says proof of age on file with custodian of the records. I don't know if you've...
I've seen those.
You've seen those notices, right? So... You know, hey, it's perfectly legal as long as you're 18 to pay them and take pictures of it, which is another crazy thing. Speaking of Liberty Forum, I just remembered that we had a speaker who spoke about legalization of sex workers and sex mm-hmm. worker rights. And I thought it's kind of interesting how if you pay a girl or a guy for sexual relations, that is totally illegal. No, you cannot do that. But if you pay somebody and you videotape it and you get
right.
Then it's producing adult film. We don't say porn because that's a crass, lowbrow word.
We say
adult production film. Of adult film. Yeah. That's a highbrow way of saying it. You know, you say insufflate diacetylmorphine. You don't say snort a line of heroin.
Right.
And likewise, I got to beat this out of James. You did not beat the charges. You were vindicated or you were acquitted in court. You didn't beat the charges.
Well, in this case, this guy has never gone to court for some of these allegations. And, you know, the average person, if one of their electronic devices was found with child pornography on it.
Oh, yeah.
And when I say that, I mean real child pornography, like actual children, like they're describing in this case. I just don't think they would let that slide without a pretty serious investigation, and they wouldn't accept somebody using a polygraph. 855-450-FREE, that's our number here at Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey
way has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Now, maybe there isn't enough evidence to convict this guy of possession of child pornography or the manufacturing of child pornography. You've got a situation, according to SalemInsider.com, that is still sort of working its way through the court systems, it seems like, where a young girl, age 7 or 8 years old, has allegedly been forced to take naked photos, very revealing pictures, spreads, if you will. There's apparently what appear to be two hands of some sort of adult in one of the photos, so it appears as though, you know, she wasn't alone, which is what the alleged investigators were claiming that when the photos were taken. But even if the child were to have taken these photos on her own, which seems very, very unlikely.
The 8-year-old took the photos?
That's what they're claiming. Uh-huh. They're claiming that she took
the
photos.
Well, then the 8-year-old should be arrested for child pornography. They do that to 16-year-olds. If you're a 16-year-old and you take a picture of yourself, they will arrest you for production of child pornography. So, I mean, if you want to be technical, the 8-year-old should be arrested. I mean, I know that sounds, it is ridiculous, and I'm not seriously suggesting that, but, you know, an 8-year-old who takes pictures of herself.
Well, the claim was that there were these nude photos of her on the Leap Pad, which is some sort of a device, some kind of an electronic gaming device, and the photos, like 8 or 9 pictures, were found there, at least one of which was of the child. The others were of other children, apparently. And it's again, it seems highly unlikely that the 7 or 8 year old is going to be collecting these photos
on
their own.
Yeah, I'm a little suspicious of that. That doesn't fly.
You're right. You know, then the next question would be, well, which of the parents has the access to this particular pad most often?
Well, I mean, if you're the adult, I mean, the thing is, it's irrelevant who took it. If the 8 year old produced the child pornography. And what is child pornography? Well, the Miller test is fairly specific, but it's something that does not, it lacks scientific, artistic, or literary merit. So it can't be for a scientific, like a, you know, a medical diagram showing childhood development. It's okay to show genitalia for doctor use. That's fine. But
or kids in the classic example, kids in the bathtub, right? You know, your parents
and
take
of course,
pictures of...
Even that's a little iffy nowadays. Like, if I had a child, I would not take any pictures of them naked whatsoever.
I agree with you.
That is just asking for trouble.
It's gotten people into hot water, especially back in the day when people would develop film. That doesn't so much happen anymore, but back when people developed film, they would take in a roll of film into you know, Walgreens or Walmart or whatever, and then they'd end up with the police knocking at their door because one of the film developing folks saw this picture of their kids in the bathtub and thought that there was something lurid about that.
I'm actually wondering if my mom, when I was 5 years old, so my father, when he was 5 years old, my grandmother took a picture of him naked standing on a ladder as an artistic piece for a photography class she took back in the 60s. And my mom decided to do the same thing. So when I'm 5 years old, she has a picture of me standing there on the ladder, totally naked out of the bathtub.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, you know, I wonder if I should tell my mom she should burn those photos. But I said, well, that might be destroying evidence because if it's, you know, if it constitutes child pornography of myself, well, that's the thing is I can't even look at them. If they are child pornography of myself, I'm not allowed to look at them because that would be a crime. You're not, this is the crazy thing about it. If you possess it and you destroy it, it's a crime. If you possess it, it's still a crime. So what do you do it? If you have pictures of child pornography in your possession, what exactly are you supposed to do with it? You can't turn it over to the police. That's a good way to get arrested and indicted. You can't destroy it because that's destruction of evidence. You can't hold on to it because that's possession. So,
well, it would seem that in that case, you probably would be best off destroying it.
Yes, and then just not telling
anyone. It's not likely that anyone would know that you had destroyed it.
Yeah, right? Maybe I should tell my mom to destroy those photos.
So, let's see. Let me continue here. There's a little bit more from SalemInsider.com. It appears to be a blog, a local reporter reporting on this case, wondering, Tim King is his name, and he's wondering, you know, why is this guy, it seems like he's being protected. The alleged abuser in this case, his mother is connected with the government. She works with the Head Start program. She knows people in the upper echelons of the, I forget if it's Medford or if it's, Medford government. So, more alarmed by this latest information, again, this was where the girl had pictures on her device, the mother was immediately back in touch with Medford police to report the extremely inappropriate proximity of her daughter to her grandmother's live-in boyfriend, who turns out is a registered child sex offender. Apparently, he was in bed with her for an entire night. This would lead to no charges because it wasn't part of his plea deal with the DA that he could not sleep with minor children. Department of Homeland, or DHS, I'm sorry, it's not Department of Homeland Security, it's Department of Human Services in Oregon. DHS didn't understand why the mother was upset about her young daughter sleeping with a grown-up couple in their bed. Now, you know, for some people, that's not an unusual thing. They raise their kids closer than other people raise their kids, and I don't think that that necessarily suggests something untoward is going on. It's just a different level of closeness for a family. It probably makes a lot of people uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a mom or dad. I don't know. I mean, I guess if I could go back to when I was 8 years old, if I could make like $5 or $10 million, I'd go up to Michael Jackson and say, "Have at it."
Well, no, I mean, I'm not suggesting anything was going on. What I'm talking about is, like, I remember what I don't remember, but it's my understanding when I was a child that there was a certain point at which I could no longer sleep in the bed with my parents.
Like,
when you're a baby, it's okay to sleep in the bed with your parents, but at a certain point, you get moved out into your own
like
room.
Like 5 years old, I remember I couldn't sleep with mommy after about 5.
Yeah, see, I don't remember what the date was or how old I was, but obviously some parents will allow that to go on longer than others.
Well, I tell you, I wouldn't, you know, we've become a state now of such paranoia, but I would not get anywhere near any child under the age of 18, I will not let them in my car unless I have the video camera going with the audio, just in case. And I will retain the footage for like 5 years for the statute of limitations. So if there's ever, I mean, you have to protect yourself in today's society, because if there's an accusation of misconduct, if you're a Boy Scout leader or a church leader or a youth group leader, you need to be a body cam recording.
Yeah.
No overnight sleepovers.
Their word against yours, you're going to go down.
Oh,
so
yeah.
A little bit more to the case. According to police reports, the girl's biological father clearly had child porn on his computer and hundreds of nude photos of his child on an external hard drive. He confessed to the police of photographing his young child nude and self-pleasuring. The police or the lab have those photos on file, and he's never been arrested despite the confession. What are the... Department of Health and Human Services. Thank you. Health and Human Services representatives and the court officers smoking in Medford. Further, he claims here that feeling like her options were running out, advocates for the girl's mother contacted an FBI special agent in Portland. So this was where you had suggested calling the FBI in, TJ. He had recently received an award for being a child protector. The mother of the victim was told that the FBI does not respond to such cases unless the local police department involved in the case, quote, invites the FBI to participate. So you, the individual, cannot move the FBI into action,
yeah,
according to this. The local cops, who apparently are corrupt, which is what the allegation is saying here, is that, you know, the cops are connected to this grandmother and they're not moving forward with the case, so therefore the FBI can't move forward.
You want to take a stab at what federal agency is responsible for investigating public gaffe and corruption?
The FBI.
That is correct. The FBI, one of their core focus missions is public gaffe and corruption. So.
All the while, even after police reportedly discovered child pornography on the biological father's computer and the child's Leap Pad 2, and direct statements from the child claiming her father was sexually abusing her, the biological father, a former bar bouncer, remains a free man, but is now having his day in court. Considering how this case has gone in the past, it's not unexpected. The state of Oregon's Department of Human Services is apparently opting to drop the charges from child sex abuse to a lesser charge that does not directly tie the father to the crime. So it's not clear exactly what is going on in court by this particular story, and the individual doesn't actually name any names. He claims to protect identities. So the story's a little bit vague as far as, you know, who is this person? I wouldn't know where to begin following up on this piece. The lady who called in earlier did send this to us, so perhaps she could provide us with a more recent story.
I hate to say, you know, like I tend to be more cautious. You know, some people are a little bit, they want to go out and bloviate and speculate. And this is one of those things where I'm saying, well, I don't have enough court documents or information to really make an educated opinion. So I say, this is the thing, we just might have to sit tight for another 6 months. I seriously doubt this person, this offender, will be a free man for much longer. This is another thing. Federal criminal cases and state criminal cases take forever. I could walk in to the FBI and confess to robbing a bank with a gun today. They will say, thank you very much for the confession, and a year will go by before they'll go in front of a grand jury.
And get an indictment,
and they will come back a year from now. So it takes forever for a criminal case. It can take 5-10 years before you get your day in court from the date of the accusation.
But it's not unbelievable to think that someone connected in local government could pull the strings to get the police to look the other direction. It's not unbelievable at all. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Small-town government is, you know, arguably, in some cases, more corrupt than larger governments in other places. It depends. It's Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.